first, all upasanas are only Saguna Brahma upasanas, correct Maharaj?
Absolutely. You cannot do upasana of the Nirguna Brahma. Even if you say, I am meditating on Nirguna Brahma, it, you know what it indicates? I am the worst of human beings. At least some of them have got some good qualities. I don't have any quality.
The word apavada sounds like it has a negative connotation, like the neti neti.
Apavada means they don't negate it. They expand it. They take us to the true nature, not saying this is not real. This you are neti neti means your understanding of the world is limited. I will give you more meaning than what you understand.
So it seems like there is really no difference between the iti iti and neti neti. Actually,
there are two pathways. That's all. So either you go on saying my mother is Brahman, father is Brahman. Or the other way around is, to think my mother is not Brahman is wrong. To think my father is not Brahman is wrong.
Yeah, which are essentially the same.
Correct. But suited to different mentality. That's important for us to understand. You use, if you, for example, a fanatical Shiva Bhakt, don't use the word Vishnu. You convey the same meaning, but you know Shiva said like this. And don't ask him to go to Shiva and verify, did you say this one? Because there is no such Shiva said. It is only some man had said, Shiva said. All the Puranas are written by somebody, isn't it?
Yes, Maharaj.
The purpose is to take us to truth.
I just wanted to have a clarification on the, when it comes to this the upasanas, on, for example, at least the Brahma, we also have these ideas of Kama Bhakti, Jiva Bhakti, and I'm wondering, is the upasana like this at odds with either the longing for one's Ishta Devata or even Jiva Bhakta, like Jiva Bhakti? Is it at odds with that? Because we have these statements that even with Brahma Loka we have to come back. Or should we just see it as a way of burning through the prarabdha karma we have,
or
punyam?
You see, the truth is this. The language can create this kind of misunderstanding. Advaitins never understand what is the meaning of Vishnu Loka, Vaikuntha, or Kailasa, or Devi Loka, or Paradise. They don't understand. They don't want to understand. What is Sri Ramakrishna's teaching? Said, that's why I told you in these classes, quite a number of times I explained it, but people don't remember. So I will repeat it once more. Okay, supposing you understand a devotee of Vishnu is called Vaishnava, isn't it?
Yep.
And suppose he goes to Vaikuntha. The Advaitins criticize there is duality and this and that and nonsense. But what is our understanding in the light of Sri Ramakrishna's words? Suppose this person goes to Vaikuntha. You ask this devotee, what is your concept of Vaikuntha? Does he say, is it liberation or is it a bondage?
Liberation.
Does this Vaishnava devotee ever say that after some enjoying, I have to come down again to this earth? Does it Vaishnava ever say that? No.
I don't think so.
Achha. When a person is continuously beholding, you must understand what is Vaikuntha. What is it? Every devotee is having a direct darshana of Lord Vishnu all the 24 hours. Not that in a big hall we are sitting, those who are further away, they have to use their binoculars to see the person on the stage. You understand now? This is the concept of Vaikuntha according to
Vaishnava.
Okay. Does a Vishnu Bhakta ever say that like this world, there would be broken happiness? Or does he say it is continuous, unbroken happiness?
It is unbroken happiness.
If this is the idea of a person who believes in Vaikuntha, tell me what is the difference between what Advaitins call Mukti and what Dvaitins call Vaikuntha?
Yes, that's the same.
There is nothing. It is paucity of stupidity, what is called misunderstanding. This is from the devotee's point of view. But now listen carefully. Suppose really it is Vishnu. Vishnu is like our mother. So if Vishnu is our mother, does a mother want to give the best to her children or the second best or third best?
Best.
So does not Vishnu know that becoming one with me, that means never ever separating from me, is the highest Advaitic experience. Do you think he will give or he will not give?
He will give.
So you see, even from the other point of view, suppose this person goes, he doesn't know. He thinks, maybe by mistakenly, he thinks, oh, I am in like a big hall, I am seeing Vishnu. But Vishnu knows his devotees. So will he bestow on each one of his devotees the highest experience or not?
Yes, he will.
Or will he say, since they don't know, I will just keep them entertained. So this kind of stupidity is going on. In a way, what I say is, it is a time pass. These fellows don't know how to pass time. So this is one way of passing time. But there is no difference. You understand now? Oh, you go to your Ishta Devata, and then your Ishta Devata, he will give you the highest experience, which is oneness with himself, isn't it? Now, let me make a bit fun of you. Now, this God is disgusted of you. He wants to get rid of you. What is the only way to get rid of you permanently? If he sends you to the earthly world again you will go and trouble him, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is the best way to get rid of trouble from you?
Liberation.
Correct. Now you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Very good.
The first part of my question, though, about Brahmaloka and Upasanas aimed at Brahmaloka, is that at odds with...
See, that is an Advaitic term. You don't need you are not forced to use that term. You can use Ramakrishna Loka.
Right, okay.
That's it. There is no difference. I call Brahma as Ramakrishna.
Yeah.
Shiva Bhakta calls him Shiva. What you need to understand is, when a person goes to Brahma Loka, the form will not be there.
Hmm.
Form means limitation. So what remains there is a limitless form, like sky, like space.
Hmm.
Now you call it whatever blessed name you call that with, isn't it?
Yes.
You love to eat a sweet in green color. Somebody loves to eat the same sweet with a red color. What is the difference?
Only the color.
So that is the understanding. Brahma Loka is a term used in Vedanta, in Upanishads. We are using that word, but we have to substitute it with whatever form of God we are in love with.
And so, should I understand that the reason why the text is talking about Brahma Loka is because it's an earlier text and other concepts such as moksha was not developed at that time, and so it is a gradual
progress towards the final identity, but one step below it. You consider it as the ultimate step from where you become completely merged with the highest reality. Everybody has to go through that.
Mm.
Yeah.